The three-year review by Michigan-based Funston Advisory Services says the Common Retirement Fund's 2009 decision to ban paid placement agents used by other pension funds does not appear to have kept it from accessing qualified outside investment managers. Funston says State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, the fund's sole trustee since a 2007 scandal, is meeting all applicable ethical and conflict of interest standards and is acting solely for the benefit of its 1 million workers and beneficiaries. DiNapoli explains he followed recommendations issued by the Pension Task Force, including tightened oversight of the fund and implementation of major reforms,
including strengthening existing advisory committees, banning pay-to-play practices and use of placement agents, developing new regulations governing the operations of the fund, increasing transparency in our reporting, including issuing monthly transaction reports, publicly announcing estimated pension fund performance on a quarterly basis in addition to the annual reporting that we do of the audited numbers for the pension fund, and expanding vetting, review, and approval of all investment decisions.
Funston conducted its analysis from early September 2012 through January 2013. The review notes the fund is thinly staffed for its size and complexity, depending more on external consultants, and needs better computer infrastructure. The comptroller is satisfied the report identified avenues of positive change.
Certainly the report does identify some opportunities for improvement, such as increasing staff resources, which is something that we certainly plan to do. This will help us pursue opportunities in new or alternative investment areas, finalize our asset allocation in terms of fulfilling some of the goals of that asset allocation, and hopefully have the benefit of reducing some costs. From my point of view, this review is a clear validation that we're on the right path. This is not the end. We will continue to improve our operations and make additional reforms where we need to.
More than 1 million New Yorkers depend on the Common Retirement Fund for their financial security. Frank Morrow with the Fiscal Policy Institute weighs in.
Controller DiNapoli deserves a good deal of credit for undertaking an independent review like this by an outside advisory firm, checking the fiduciary performance and the conflict of interest standards of the fund. I think it's a good step for restoring confidence after some of the problems that occurred in the recent past.
DiNapoli's predecessor, Alan Hevesy, was paroled in December after 20 months in prison for a felony conviction of official misconduct. An attorney general's investigation showed that pension fund officials and cronies, including Hevesy political advisor Henry Hank Morris, got fees and favors from financiers seeking chunks of the fund to manage. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.